Hello, my name's Erica, and I am thrilled to say, for the fourth time, that I've been cheating on my husband with a far superior man during my entire relationship with him. A bigger, better man. I was born for it. It's my sole purpose. From that very first time, that very first moment, before Alpha even put his hands on me, I knew. The look in his eyes, the tone of his voice, the way he strode towards me like he was going to fucking destroy me. I felt Alpha's power. I felt him completely conquer me. And he knew it. Now, all I want, all I need is to be attacked by him, assaulted by him, violated and degraded by him. I don't need to be loved by my husband. I need to be raped by Alpha. Oh, I just can't live without it. Rape is my religion, and you are my god. You, Alpha, you are the god of rape. Oh, holy fucking shit, that is so hot. Oh, make me worship you, Alpha. Make me worship you with my pain, my holes, my squirt, my screams. Oh, please, Alpha, take me from my wimpy little dicked husband and make me feel the wrath of God. Fucking rape me! I'm such a rape junkie. So, you all know about my wedding day. Now let me tell you a little about my honeymoon. I insisted that we don't have a traditional one with just us newlyweds. So we invited a small group to come with us and made a little vacation out of it. A couple of his friends, a couple of mine, his baby sister, and of course, the entire reason behind this plan, my Alpha. My husband and I were in this super high-end luxury resort that I forced him to pay for. Adults only. No little brats running around. Meanwhile, everyone else stayed in the hotel next door. It was really nice too, just not a five diamond joint like ours. Well, everyone but Alpha. He got a suite in our spot. I'm sure you can guess why. To brutally rape me. Every time, every place, every opportunity he could. And that's exactly what he did. Oh, fuck yeah! It was like he was stalking me all week long, all over the resort. The ultimate apex predator on the prowl. Ferocious, ravenous, ready to feast on this freshly married whore. It didn't matter where I was or what I was doing. The moment my husband and I weren't together, I was under attack. So many people saw us, and they all knew. They all knew I was married to another man. I made sure of it. In the hallway, on the walkways, the pool, the beach, my room, his room, fuck! Everywhere. It was heaven. I don't even know where to begin. Let's do that time at the buffet. Oh, that was awesome! So, I was there for an early lunch with my husband, wearing this super skimpy, flesh-colored bikini. Barely covered my nipples. Barely covered my pussy. The thong swallowed up by my fat, round ass cheeks, leaving nothing to the imagination. I looked naked. Everything jiggling and shaking with every move I made. Looking like such a fucking whore. All for Alpha. I was hoping he would see me like this. My husband was still looking a bit rough after the beating he got. And he was still pissed about his little sister and how I was dressed, about Alpha staying at our hotel, how expensive it was. He was just bitching about everything. He was like that during the whole trip. Then, when I brought up going rock climbing with the group that afternoon, he just started whining even more. Oh, it cost too much. He was too sore. It looks too hard. Wah, wah, wah. God, I was so fucking sick of his shit. We bickered at each other for a few minutes until I just sat there pissed off, quietly staring at him, seeing that busted lip on him, the bruises on his face. all I could think about is how much weaker he is than Alpha, how much smaller his dick is, how he got his ass kicked so easily by him. At that point, just the sight of him pissed me off so much, I just unloaded on him in front of everyone. You are so weak and pathetic. What the fuck is wrong with you? Be a fucking man for once in your goddamn life. Why'd I have to marry such a little dick coward? You heard me? Fuck you and your pathetic dick. Size matters. Yeah, that's right. Size matters. I need a real man with a real cock. I need a fucking alpha. Yeah. Run away, you motherfucking pussy! Run, you little bitch! All of a sudden, this feeling hit me. I got goosebumps all over and I was instantly wet. It was Alpha. It had to be. He was here. He was coming for me. My head was on a swivel. My eyes were darting back and forth as I stood in the middle of the buffet, my body primed and ready for the onslaught. I felt his presence getting stronger and stronger, making me so frantic and desperate I began touching myself, grumbling, "Where are you, Alpha? Come on, come on, come get me, please, Alpha. Please come fucking get me. Come fucking get me. Come fucking rape me." Fuck, I needed it so bad. Right then, right there. And then finally, I spotted Alpha. He was stomping down the path towards me. He was pure testosterone. He is pure testosterone. I literally yelled, "Yes!" and dropped to the floor. I was literally drooling, my whole body writhing, grinding my knees into the floor as I spread my thick thighs wider and wider. I couldn't even manage to get my hand in my bikini. I was just rubbing my married pussy over the fabric so hard, I swear I would have set it on fire if I wasn't so goddamn wet. My other hand was rubbing all over my body, pulling my tits out, pinching my stiff nipples. Then all of a sudden, there he was, shirt off, water dripping off of his clenched jawline, muscles glistening in the sun, huge fucking bulge in his swim trunks, practically snarling with his eyes fixed upon me. I'm not even sure if he noticed people damn near jumping out of his way, or that he walked straight through the empty table and chairs like a fucking Terminator on a mission to seek and destroy. But he stopped about 6 inches away from me and just thwack! His big right hand smacked me on my cheek so hard it knocked me over. Ah! I quickly straightened up and ran my lips, my nose, my whole face all over his crotch, through his trunks, just burying myself in it. And when I pulled them down and released his titanic, majestic, almighty god cock, the entire crowd gasped in astonishment. "I told you size matters," I shouted before engulfing every fat, powerful inch down my throat. I gagged and choked on it as hard as I could, but I needed more. Come on, Alpha! Rape my fucking skull in front of all these people. Show them how a real man treats this cheating married whore. Alpha jammed his dick into me, grabbed two fistfuls of hair, and kind of straddled me, bending me backwards really hard, and used my hair as handles and violently rocked my head up and down on his cock. Oh, yes! This is what I needed. This is what I live for. Pound my fucking face, Alpha! My nose was slamming into him so hard his fat nuts were bouncing off my chin. Tears were pouring down my cheeks. Thick globs of gag spit were flying across the room. He was tearing into me, bulging my throat out. Ooh, I loved it. I had my hands on his ass, helping to pull myself toward him. And oh my God, the heat in my pussy. He was pounding his huge dick down into my chest, and my pussy was on fire. It just felt like I was about to explode. And explode I did. Long jets of squirt shot out of me as Alpha ruthlessly battered my throat. What the fuck? Did this man make me develop a G-spot in my esophagus? Holy fuck, it felt so goddamn good. When he had enough, Alpha picked me up by my hair and flung me on top of a table. He grabbed my neck and pushed me flat on my back as he bent over looking down at me. I grabbed my ankles and pulled my legs wide past my shoulders. Then Alpha slapped my pussy so fucking... Oh, that sting. Oh my God, that pain. I fucking loved it. And he growled, "Whose pussy is this, Erica? Whose unfaithful whore pussy is this?" "It's yours," I shrieked. "It's not his. It's not my husband's. It's your pussy." Thwack. Another hard slap on my cunt. Fuck. "It's yours to beat up. I am yours to beat up, destroy, to fucking rape." I was so ready to feel him stretch my cunt open and ram his massive dick into my cervix, but Alpha, always unpredictable. He forced his size and power so hard and fast up my asshole, I didn't know what hit me. God, I love this man. He went on an all-out rectal rampage. There I was, a newlywed woman who just publicly demeaned the fuck out of her husband and was now pinned down and getting her asshole battered by this tall, buff, big-dicked alpha male in front of all these people. And I was proud of it. Yeah, rip it apart. I want them to see what a fucking whore I am for you. Rape it. Rape it, rape it, rape it. Yes, Alpha. Rape that fucking married asshole. Show them what a real man is. I roared through the pain, squirting all over his body. My juices pouring down his ripped abs back down onto my cunt as he brutally pounded my asshole. Then I fired another stream out of my cunt. He pulled out and caught a bunch of it in his mouth, slammed his giant cock back into my asshole, and spit all the squirt into my open mouth. We were getting real nasty now. That's when Alpha really put the squeeze on. I couldn't breathe. My face was turning purple, and he kept slapping the shit out of me. Oh my God, it felt so fucking good. His cock was so hard. He was so rough. I live for this shit. I was coming and squirting over and over. Then my limbs went limp. I couldn't hold my legs back any longer. But Alpha just kept going, choking me, slapping me, raping me. Some guy actually ran up to Alpha and tried to pull him off, talking about, "Oh, you're gonna kill her." Bitch, please. Alpha knows exactly what he's doing. He would never even let me pass out. He wants me fully aware and present so that I can feel every second of abuse. Alpha, with his one hand around my neck, still pinning me down, pulled me hard into him until he was balls deep inside me. God, I could feel his cock against my kidney. Then he grabbed the guy with his other arm and just fucking launched him into a table. "Back the fuck off of me and I'll beat the shit out of you and your wife will be next." Then he slunked off. Knowing Alpha could, knowing Alpha would. God Damn it! That was unbelievably sexy. I was just quivering and orgasming, watching him emasculate that dude. That's what a real man is. That's what a real man does. He is so fucking alpha. People were actually pulling out their phones and recording us by this point. So Alpha pulled me off and bent me over the table, just straight mashing my tits into the wood. He continued drilling my asshole with all his might, pulling my head up so the camera could capture the pain on my face. That's when Alpha grabbed my mouth, fishhooked me, using it as a handle to hold me in place. My teeth were clenched, my big ass was jiggling, and everyone stood there, stunned, watching the utter devastation. And I was staring right back at them when he let go of my mouth. Yeah, you fuckers! Record this rape! Film Alpha destroying my shit pipe! Make this cheating bitch a porn star! Yeah, I'm this fucking porn star! Oh god, yes, I'm your dirty fucking porn whore! You fucking rapist! Holy shit! You are making my asshole come, Alpha! You are making it come so fucking hard! Oh, my fuck! Oh, yes! Do you want my cum, Erica? You want this cum, bitch? Alpha shouted. Please, 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 more than anything. I need it. I need it all. Well, you need to fucking earn it, you filthy fucking whore. He snapped back at me. Alpha grabbed me by my hair with one hand, pulled my arms behind my back with the other, and whipped me off the table, shoving my face right up close to a bunch of phones. Still, pounding away, just tearing into my intestines. Every piece of flesh I had was rippling with every savage impact of his hips. My pussy still creaming and coming and squirting. What if your husband sees this, Erica? Look right at him, right in his eyes. Tell him! Tell him! He barked in my ear. Look! Look, Alpha's totally the better man. You see him fucking me? That's because he's a better man. He's got such a big dick. This is what I needed. This is who I fucking needed! He pulled out of my gaping asshole and let go of his grip on me. I turned around and threw myself down on my knees so fast, right into the puddle of my juices below me. Alpha gave me one last good hard slap in the face before I opened my mouth wide, stuck my tongue out so far it hurt, and then I fishhooked myself, giving him an even bigger target. Oh my god, his cum. There was so much shot after shot. Oh god, it was hot, so creamy. Oh, nothing tasted better. Oh, it's sweet and rich and luscious, and it has this flavor. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, this is a man. This is an alpha. Oh god, I fucking love it. I swished it around in my mouth and gurgled it a bit, giving the crowd a little extra show before swallowing Alpha's huge, delicious load. Oh, yeah! Yeah! I scooped up the spillover from my face and my tits, the couple drops on my thigh. I closed my eyes as I savored that last little bit. I could never eat enough of this. And when I opened them, Alpha was gone. What the hell? Where the fuck? Is he the David fucking Copperfield of rape or something? He still hasn't told me how he disappeared like that. All I could do is sit there, panting, shivering in ecstasy, just lost in the pleasure for a little while. Some people were calling me a whore and stuff, or admonished me for such public depravity. Got a couple thumbs up, too. When I could finally stand up, I grabbed my bag and strode back to the hotel, head up, awash with pride and joy. And this was just the beginning. Remember how my husband didn't want to go rock climbing? Well, he did end up going. A little peer pressure, a little bullying, and guess what? This fucking idiot slipped and bumped his head really hard. Split his damn wig open. The doctors made him stay overnight for observation. So, of course, I ended up in Alpha's suite that night. It was much nicer than ours. Should be no surprise, though, he is way more successful than my husband. And, oh, this man, this king, this god, always has to beat my husband in every way he can. He had run downstairs to get some water and stuff for me, because he knows that he turns me into such a fucking squirting machine every time he gets his hands on me. And with my bitch-ass husband in the hospital, this was going to be a long night. Can't have me being dehydrated. So while I was waiting for him, wearing nothing but one of his wife beaters, I decided to entertain myself and watch one of my favorite flicks. The video of Alpha kicking my husband's ass on my wedding night. The way he tossed him around, those punches, the violence, watching my husband get overpowered and dominated by the supreme alpha male. Oh, it turns me on so much. And Alpha loves knowing it does. He took it easy on my husband, though. He could have beaten him much, much worse. Sometimes I wish he did. Sometimes I beg Alpha to do it when he's hammering my holes. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come just thinking about it. Oh, my God, yes. I beat him up, Alpha. Beat him up. Do it, do it, yes. Kill him. Hit him hard. Oh, my God, you're just so much stronger, Alpha. Yeah, you're the better man, Alpha. You're the one I want. Oh, no one rapes me like you do. That loser, he can never rape me. You are everything I need. Oh, you're my king, Alpha. Oh, now stretch me with that big fat cock. Fuck, Erica. Come on. Snap out of it. You can watch it again after you finish the story, you psycho whore. So anyway, I was on the couch, touching myself and watching the action, looping it over and over on the TV. I was so wrapped up in intense lust, I didn't even notice at first. Someone had walked right into the room, and it wasn't Alpha. It was my husband's baby sister! Jessica. Tiny, young, gorgeous Jessica. She looks like a miniature, barely legal Gal Gadot. Whoa, what are you doing here? How did you get in? I said as I scrambled to find the remote and turn it off, but it was stuck somewhere in the cushions. Shit. She turned to the screen right at the part where I was taunting my husband, her brother, telling him that Alpha was gonna rape me and he was gonna do it again and all of that. My fingers were deep in my cunt. It was just before the beating. Is that Alpha and my... on your wedding night? She trailed off, mesmerized by what she was seeing. She sat down beside me and I could just feel the fire coming off of her little 18-year-old body. Her breathing became heavy, and it looked like she was struggling to hide how horny she was while she watched her brother's violent beating and my violent orgasm. That is so hot. Oh my God. Jessica sighed quietly as her hand made its way up her sundress. I followed suit and shoved my fingers back into my sopping wet pussy. I always had a feeling that you were a cheating whore. Oh, but I had no idea that you were such a fucking evil bitch. I want Alpha to do that to my boyfriend so bad. Our eyes met, and that was it. Both of us were so worked up, so turned on. We just both impulsively went for it. We mashed our mouths together and just started making out. Deep, wet, and hard. Her hands all over my curves, my hands all over her stick figure frame. Alpha's gonna be here any minute, I whispered to Jessica. That's when we got really filthy. We were sticking our fingers down each other's throats, getting all sloppy and wet, licking each other's faces and necks, sucking on tongues, just getting fucking dirty with it. It wasn't long before we heard Alpha clear his throat. We both jumped out of our seats and stripped down naked. No, stay right fucking there, he ordered. We were beside ourselves, so hungry and desperate, mouths watering, covered in spit, both slamming our fingers into our cunts so hard that you could hear the wetness echoing throughout the room as he took his clothes off. God, all that muscle, all that size, looking as powerful and dominant as ever. He was standing there, stroking his immense, imposing dick with a sinister grin on his face. The grin quickly turned into a scowl just before he barked, "Now!" We immediately ran to Alpha and went down to the floor so fast and hard, we both literally slid right into his legs, our knees slick with our juices. At first, we both grabbed his cock with both hands. Mine! Then hers. Mine! Then hers, unable to get our fingers around his girth and plenty of length to spare. God, you are so much bigger than my husband, so much better, I moaned. Then Jessica cried out, fuck, Alpha, you make my boyfriend look so puny and pathetic. Oh God, this is a real man's cock. Ugh, he is probably bigger than both of them combined, I followed. The next moment, Jessica and I were literally fighting over his dick, yanking each other off of him as we both battled to wrap our mouths around it. Alpha quickly had enough of that shit. He bopped our heads together, then grabbed us both by the neck and picked us up, one in each hand. Fuck! God, the strength of this man, he growled. You whores don't have to play nice, but you have to play together, or I will beat the shit out of you. What if I want you to beat the shit out of me? Jessica teased. Ooh, this fucking chick is something else. All right, fine, Alpha. Play together, huh? If that's how you want it. When we hit the floor, I shoved Jessica's head as hard as I could into Alpha's body as she took him in. His long, thick cock bulging her skinny neck out like crazy. He held her in place while I sucked on his firm, dense balls as she struggled to breathe, gagging, spit pouring out of her onto my face. Then she slammed my head up and down on his giant dick, yelling, yeah, rape Erica's throat, Alpha. Smash her fucking tonsils. Take all that cock, you cheating whore. While I choked and retched all over his size. Then it was my turn. Time to put this little high school bitch in her place. I planted my foot on the back of Jessica's head and pulled her arms behind her, using them as leverage, forcing her forward while Alpha brutally pounded away, violating her 18-year-old skull. Who's getting throat raped now, Jessica? Who's a cheating whore now, you fucking bitch? I roared at her. Man, we really are a bunch of sick fucks. Then Alpha commanded me to let go. He picked Jessica up and pinned her against the wall, tearing into her pussy. Oh, the size difference. It was so fucking hot seeing her disappear behind his wide back and broad shoulders. All you could see was Jessica's scrawny legs struggling to wrap around his body while he smashed his hips into her like he was trying to put her through the fucking wall. Yes! Oh, hurt me, Alpha! Rape me! Rape that teen pussy! Oh, destroy it! Oh, fuck! fuck. Kill me with that cock, Alpha. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. You're gonna make me squirt, Alpha. I dove between his legs and opened wide, catching her juices in my mouth as she rained down upon me. Mmm, fucking delicious. This girl, goddamn, this tiny 18-year-old girl, my husband's baby sister. Alpha and I have brought other girls in over the years. My husband's coworker, one of my friends, a few randoms from Tinder or the bar. But none of them compared to this little freak. Someone that small, taking a gigantic cock so hard. That was a feat in itself. Like, where the fuck does it all go? She must be hollow inside. Plus, how she was just getting off to that video. The rough deep-throating. The dirty rape talk. The shameless cheating. The squirting. I couldn't believe Jessica was such an obscene, depraved pain whore. I couldn't believe she was a filthy, unfaithful rape slut, just like me. The power of Alpha. Yes! And she was a competitive one at that. But I wasn't gonna let her one-up me. She thinks she can take it harder or be nastier and talk more vile shit than me? Huh! Let's go! Bring it on, bitch! He tossed her onto the bed, face up, head near the edge. Then Alpha tossed me on top of Jessica, face down, pushing me down into a 69. I could feel her rib cage against my flesh, her hip bones jutting into my tits. Holy fuck. Alpha's monster cock slammed into my married pussy, stretching the fuck out of me. The tip felt like a goddamn sledgehammer against my cervix. Oh, fuck! He yanked my head back so far that I could stare into his eyes. His balls were bouncing off of Jessica's face with every mighty thrust as she licked and sucked on my clit. Oh my god, it felt so fucking good. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Take it! Take that cheating cunt! Oh fuck! Oh, you! Oh, you're ripping me apart! Yes! Beat it up! Rape the shit out of me, motherfucker! That's when Alpha changed holes and things really went off the rails. I think my eyes popped out of my head when he drove his entire length and girth up my ass. Then he started hitting me really hard. My stomach, my ribs, my tits, my face. Oh, so hard in the face. Oh, I love it. Meanwhile, Jessica had my pussy all to herself now, and she really began feasting on it while Alpha anally raped me. You want to get crazy? Let's talk crazy. Oh, fuck! Oh, yeah, eat my pussy, Jessica. Eat it while this fucking Alpha wrecks my asshole. Oh, fuck. It is so fucking good, Alpha. Fuck me like you hate me. Yes! Fuck me like you hate my husband. Oh, God. This is how a real man fucks. Keep beating me. Beat me worse than you beat my husband. Oh, fuck. Rape my cheating asshole. Rape my married whole asshole, Alpha. Yes, 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 hurt me. Rape it wide open. Make me bleed. Make me fucking bleed all over your cock. Everything was squeezing down on him so hard, but with his size, his force, his power, Alpha just kept ripping through it all. Electricity emanated all over my whole body as he ravaged me. Every time he hit bottom, it was pulsing from deep inside my asshole, all the way to my fingers and toes and back again, getting stronger and stronger each time until I couldn't take it anymore. The dam was about to break, and Alpha knew it. He abruptly pulled out, and I blasted a hard stream of squirt right into Jessica's face. I stiffened up straight as I was gushing all over her. I don't even know how I managed to form words, but somehow I blared out, "Drown in my rape juices, you nasty little teen slut!" just before the convulsions hit. I was thrashing around uncontrollably, my thick, curvy body flying all over the place, all over her, all over the bed. I even hit the floor. I was laying there trembling in mind-boggling pleasure when I saw her on the bed holding her eye. She yelled out, "Fuck Erica! You knee me in the face, you fucking bitch!" It was all quiet for a second before the three of us just burst into laughter. She leaned over the desk and checked herself in the mirror, then chuckled. "Man, I hoped Alpha would be the one who gives me a black eye." "God, I love the cut of this girl's jib." "Speaking of which," Alpha said, while he dragged me by my leg like a fucking caveman. Then he grabbed Jessica by the back of her neck and walked us over towards the TV. That video was still playing. It was the whole time. He let me go and bent Jessica over the coffee table facing the screen, his big paws running up and down her short, young, rail-thin body as she writhed and moaned, relishing his touch. Fuck, she is so small. Alpha could palm her tiny little ass in one hand. He was like an anaconda wrapping up a lamb. He pulled her hair, yanking her head forward. "You like watching me beat up your brother, huh?" he growled at her. "Fuck yes, Alpha! Fuck yes!" Jessica answered while she touched herself. "Who else do you want me to beat up?" Alpha asked. "You know who!" She was furiously rubbing her dripping cunt harder and harder as he molested her. "Say it, Jessica, say the words," Alpha roared. "Oh my god, Alpha, I want you to beat up my boyfriend. I want it so bad. Please beat him up even worse than my brother. Please, please beat my boyfriend up. Beat the fucking shit out of him at my graduation in front of everybody. Then rape me right there on the stage." Yes! It was so amazingly fucked up. I love it! Alpha forced her head down on the table, her spindly legs spread wide. Alpha slammed every fat, ruthless inch of angry cock into Jessica's asshole as hard and as fast as he could. All she could do is grit her teeth and take the pain, her tiny body looking like it was about to break into pieces with every brutal pump into her intestines. I was going nuts on myself watching the debauchery, knuckle deep in my pussy. Yes, Alpha, rape her, rape that little high school asshole, fuck her up, I cheered on. Then he picked Jessica up under her legs, held her up in the air, and impaled her. Absolutely impaled her. No mercy. I instinctively stuffed my face into her cunt and went crazy on it. Fuck, it was so wet. So creamy, so sweet. Alpha's balls were slapping against my chin while I gorged on Jessica's fresh young pussy, her head thrown back, her eyes rolled up. As I like to say, the agony and the ecstasy. Ugh, Alpha, Alpha, fuck! It is so damn painful! Keep raping it! Rape that teenage asshole, Alpha! Rape that 18-year-old asshole! Oh my god, yes! Oh, Erica, suck on my clit! Suck on it, Alf! While he rapes, I'm gonna come from anal rape! I'm gonna come so fucking hard from anal rape! Oh, yeah, I'm coming! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, suck on that clit! Oh, pound my asshole! I'm coming! I'm coming! Fucking Jessica! I shot a huge load in her face earlier. And boy, did she return the favor. An epic eruption. Alpha wrapped his chiseled arms around her pint-sized frame, keeping her in place while she rubbed herself like a maniac. Powerful streams of squirt all over my face and into my mouth as her hand quickly rocked back and forth against her cunt. I was drenched in it. rubbing all over myself. Oh, the way she screamed, holy fuck, it sounded like she was being murdered in the hottest way possible. Alpha stayed balls deep inside her the entire time, letting out this deep, thunderous, guttural roar while coming as far inside of Jessica's asshole as he could. When he finally pulled out, I sucked the hell out of Alpha's colossal god dick, cleaning all the dirty ass juices, all the nasty rape slime off of it like the disgusting fucking whore that I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Alpha's cum started dripping out of Jessica's asshole. You know exactly what I did. He continued holding her up, and I parked my face right under it, trying to catch all that hot sperm that came out of her. Jessica was pushing it all out, shitting that sweet cum onto my tongue. Yum. I got a good amount in my mouth and swallowed it up. I couldn't help it. I'm a greedy bitch. And I went back for more, sticking my tongue deep into her gaping hole, searching every wall for more. I didn't find much, but luckily there was still a lot below us, in the middle of a huge pond of squirt. Alpha put Jessica down, and we both hit the floor quick, fast, slurping and sucking every last drop that we could find. He grabbed our heads and pushed us into the puddle, sliding our faces all over the mess like a couple of mops. Jessica and I clutched each other and spat all the squirt and cum into each other's mouths, swapping and sharing, licking and sucking, kissing hard and desperate until we swallowed. Next thing you know, security entered the room. The front desk got a lot of calls about us. Apparently, people were worried. I guess screaming about rape in a crowded hotel for hours on end will do that to you. There we were, tall, muscular Alpha standing over us, swinging his big, heavy dick around. Young little Jessica, eyes swollen, still trembling from the orgasm. Me, all red, covered in welts and bruises, sucking the fluid off of my fingers. All of us soaked in sweat and squirt and spit. The whole room, really. It took a lot of explaining. But once they were gone, Alpha wasn't done with us yet. Round two! But I'll save that for myself. Oh, what a great honeymoon. Super intense, super rough, super nasty infidelity. Doesn't get any better than that. Thanks for listening, my lovelies. Hope I didn't freak you out. See you next time.